should devotees do sandhya after their upanayanam if that has been done in their family or their caste or their tradition in the past? Bhaktivinod Thakur in Chaitanya Shikshamrit talks about how devotees may participate in three kinds of festivals. This is devotee's heart is in festivals centered on Krishna, that's directly Vaishnava festivals. But sometimes if there are other festivals such as celebrated widely in society, even if devotees don't directly celebrate it, say like Diwali or Ganeshotsav or Durga Puja, then devotees may participate in it for the sake of social harmony. They themselves not devotionally interested in it, and internally we can see that the particular devata being worshipped is actually Krishna being worshipped. It's that devata is getting the power from Krishna, and so we remember Krishna, and there are ways in which we can pray to that devata to bless us so that we can become better devotees of Krishna. And he says there are secular festivals like Independence Day or some other days. If that is what is expected for a person in society, then one can do that as a social obligation. Now, as far as sadhana is concerned, so these festivals come once a year or something like that, once in a few months. So that is okay if we need to do it. But as far as sadhana is concerned, we are a part of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya now, and we are practice. Especially if I practice in bhakti and I'm doing a bhakti sadhana as given in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, then there is not much need to do other kinds of sadhanas. So usually after our, in our tradition also, say we'll get first initiation and then we'll get second initiation, and then also we will do sandhya. And sandhya at that time, of course, in our tradition, Gayatri is not that, usually it takes around 5-7 minutes or something like that doing Gayatri. It's a particular way it is done. So now sandhya vandan is an important part of the broad Vedic tradition. But it is not necessarily part of bhakti. In the Vedic tradition, there is karma marga, jnana marga and bhakti marga. There is karma kanda, which is religious worship done for material gains. Then there is jnana kanda, which is philosophical analysis of speculation to try to go beyond matter towards impersonal liberation usually. And there is bhakti, which focuses on devoting oneself to the Lord. Now, there is a prayer of Madhavendra Puri, in Srila Prabhupada also quotes in the second chapter, Bhagavad Gita purport. He says, Sandhya Vandanam Bhadramastume. He says, oh, my Sandhya prayers, I offer my good wishes to you. What he means by that is, that he says that he gives a variety of practices like going traveling to various holy places to bathe in the holy places, or offering fire in the offering oblations in the fire, now which were traditionally considered important Vedic duties. He says that I offer my obeisances to you, and he says for me I am simply remembering Govinda, and that alone is enough for me. There is a gradual path for spiritual elevation which may take many lifetimes, bahunam janmanamante, and that involves doing various rituals or practices which are more of a karma kandi nature. And then there is a rapid path of spiritual advancement, that is the bhakti path, which involves directly redirecting our love towards Krishna, and we as devotees are now following that direct path. some of the forms from the Vedic tradition may also be taken by the Vaishnava tradition. So the Vedic tradition is, it's like a, you could say a big circle. In India, say one city is Delhi. Delhi is the capital, the most important city, but it's within India. So Vedic tradition is like India, and Bhakti is like the capital. Bhakti is like the ultimate purpose of it all. Veda ishya sarvai rahameva vedyo. Krishna says, by all the Vedas I am to be known. Sometimes these forms like Sandhya are adapted by devotees, but we do it with a devotional mood. So for example, when we do Gayatri, after you get second initiation, when you will do Gayatri, at that time we do chant the traditional Gayatri mantras, but along with that there are other mantras also which are considered to be Kam Gayatri, which are considered to be the Gayatri which is related with Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, and which is more for intensifying our meditation on them. So the mantra that is traditionally known as the Gayatri mantra, that is often thought of as a meditation on Surya, but the Vaishnava acharya explained that it is not just Surya, it is Surya Narayan. It is Surya gets his power from Lord Narayan, and we are meditating not just on Surya but on Surya Narayan. So we will do the Gayatri, we'll do the Sandhya Vandan later when we get second initiation, and we'll do it in a way which we are going to do in our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. So as of now, if you are following the sadhana of one tradition, then we just stick to that. And if we had some sadhana or some practices from our earlier birth tradition, we can be respectful to that. That is also one way to rise up, to raise one's consciousness. But that is not something which we need to practice at our stage. So it is definitely not there is adharma, there is aparadharma, and there is paradharma. Adharma is irreligiosity. Aparadharma is material religion, that is karmakanda, and paradharma is spiritual religion, that is bhakti. So if somebody gives up aparadharma and takes up adharma, somebody just gives up all religious activities and becomes totally materialistic, then that is a contamination. But if somebody is giving up religious activities and taking up parabhakti, pure devotional activities, devotional sadha, then that is actually a step up. So for a devotee, they are practicing bhakti sincerely and as well as possible under one's circumstances, then there is no need to separately put time for doing sandhya. You can just focus on the practice of bhakti, and by that itself we will get purified. And eventually, as we get initiated and then second initiated, we will also have the opportunity to do sadhana according to our tradition. So the idea is that different traditions or different communities, they have their different traditions.
Stay on 70.
And they are all ways for elevation. But if we are practicing bhakti sadhana, then we are on the way to the fastest elevation. And that's why we don't need to split our time between bhakti sadhana and some other sadhana.